91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, we have something excited happening, but I'm going to tell you because the man we started that block off with has been playing with the band I'm about to introduce. I know he's played out with them, and he's going to do a show that's coming up with them. We played Smitty, Just a Modern Guy from his album, Just a Modern Guy. We played Bush Tetras in there covering Cold Turkey from John Lennon. So then I had to play John Lennon, doing well, from live in New York City. Weird Cracker with Sweet Potato and Sweet Thistle Pie for your Thanksgiving dinner. But now, the time you've all been waiting for. I'm very proud to introduce on my show, A Crash Course for the Ravers, The Gala!
Woo! I'm climbing higher than the trees. Come up here and sit with me. Touch me just a little tonight, please. Won't take much to get me love. Each breath in electrifies my skin. I can feel your hand through my clothes. It's okay, I'll sleep it up alone.
Fantastic. It's The Gala on MFO here. And yes, Emily.
Hello.
Singing Emily. And tell us who you brought with you.
I have with me here Chris Keneally on
guitar.
Hi,
Chris.
Hey. What's up?
What's up, brother?
How's it going, man?
Good. It's doing good. I'm glad to have you guys.
We're stoked to be here.
And we also have
Rebecca.
On keys. What happened to the rest of the gang today?
They had a man headquarters, you know, the mothership flies off kilter, you know.
That you definitely must have a headquarters to produce all this stuff you brought with you.
We actually own a couple sweatshops. That's how we fund this whole operation. We just got them pumping out this like crazy merch.
Yeah. Well, don't work the kids too hard.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry about shh. Yeah.
Right on. What do you call that last song you did?
That's Touch Me.
Touch Me. I love it.
That's our second 7-inch, yeah.
Right on. So you've been playing out and about. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. So many shows. We just opened up for the Pack AD over at Once Somerville with Tom Baker and the Snakes. We recently just did, before that was Muck and the Myers, Sally O'Brien's. Tons of Gene Dante shows.
I caught one of them. This is Smitty big thing.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Great show.
Smitty's the best, man. There's been a bunch of people in Boston that have like, really helped us out this past year. It's been really nuts. I feel like we got to this spot because so many people just like.
Well,
really
I was surprised you guys only formed in 2015 or something.
Yeah.
I was looking up.
We're approaching the 3-year band anniversary.
Well, yeah. you guys are doing fabulous for. for
Thank you.
The amount of time you've been to. I'm sure you were in other bands before the gala, huh?
Yeah, we did a couple things.
Here and there.
Yeah, Justin and Emily were in a band called Designer Drugs. And
cool name.
Yeah, right? That's what. That's when I met them. I was playing in a band, Liberation Day, and we played a show Monday night at
Charlie's Kitchen.
Yeah, so.
Cool place, yeah.
Right off the bat, Designer Drugs, watching them, it was like, I just knew we had to do shows together. So we swapped a bunch of shows, did like years of shows together. Yeah, I did Garvey J before this, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great dudes.
Yeah, what's his name? Garvey J.
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. Josh, Tony, all those dudes, yeah.
Tony Savarino.
Oh my gosh, the one and only,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they steal all of his tricks.
Good people, good people.
They really are, yeah.
Well, we'll talk some more. Why don't we rock out a little more?
Awesome.
What do we do?
You tell me, what do you want to do, Em?
What do we want to do?
Rock my world.
Rock your world? Okay. You want to do Sorry?
Let's do Sorry, right?
All right.
You good?
It's the gala on 91.5 MFO. Yeah, you'll hear the vocals with those headphones. I was
I'm like staring at her face.
I'm messing up.
Vocals are totally overrated.
I was messing up the keyboardist while they were playing. Sorry about that, guys.
No. Keep her on her toes. She loves that.
Throwing them off. Great stuff. We have the gala here playing live. Sorry. Great song.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Emily.
So, looks like you're recording. You got a few stuff out here, huh?
Yeah, we got some stuff. We got some our most recent singles, some of our first singles. We also got our latest single, too, See You in the Spring, which will actually be dropping December 1st on the Miracle on Com Ave holiday sampler.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you recording now?
The most recent was Watch City over in Waltham with Jack Younger. Guy's super great dude. And we got mastered by Nick Zampiello at... New Alliance East.
Okay.
Super solid.
Nice. And where are you recording? Where are you recording at?
I think like Waltham. Is that Waltham? Is that where it is?
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's sounding great, and you guys sound great. I think we should just keep rocking, huh?
Sure. Absolutely. What do you want to do?
Oh man, you're putting a lot of pressure on me here.
It's good for you. What do you got?
You pick one. It's your turn.
Well, why don't you come with me?
All right.
So it's simultaneous orgasms.
That's a good sounds good to me.
Right, right. It's a crowd pleaser. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Words are words you said to me.
Zippa Studios, is that in Waltham?
That is over in Brighton.
Brighton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We did, so right before our most recent stuff for Between the Lines, which was the single that was probably the most recent release before this upcoming one.
Correct.
See you in the spring. That one was done at Zippa by Miranda Serra, who did, what's that album? Did awesome. Phenomenal recordings. She did like the Shadow Party recordings. She also did Cal Marx, the Cal Marx album.
Okay.
Phenomenal stuff. And then we did Brian Charles at Zippa right before that.
Okay.
So we've been working with like a bunch of awesome people in town. Pretty much anybody that's willing to have us come.
Really cool. And so you burned me a CD. We can play some stuff off this if you like.
Yeah, totally.
What tracks are you not doing live? You want to do a track off?
The first one.
Yeah. All right. Let's cue it up. Between the Lines. What album is this one off of?
This was a standalone single that we actually released for Classic Rock Magazine's Firestarters compilation. It was the new blood of rock and roll.
Oh, that's very cool. You got in that?
Yeah. So issue 247. So
nice.
It was really great too, because simultaneously we got in that and also Maximum Rock and Roll. And so Maximum Rock and Roll said that we were complete garbage, and then Classic Rock said that we were completely amazing. So yeah, it was a really good juxtaposition. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say we were garbage.
They said things that we can't say on the radio.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. But wow, but like that's in a very affectionate like punk way though.
Yeah. Well, screw them.
Right, exactly. All right. Oh, we bombard them with tons of swag now.
Yeah.
Tons of stickers.
Well, this stuff is great. Let's hear Between the Lines on MFO. This is the Gala. Between the Lines, the gala, and they're right here with me on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Right on. So you guys got signed, huh?
Yeah, Deadbeat Records. Tom, shout out.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got a couple of limited edition 7-inches. He found us after our first 7-inch. And, you know, we kind of crossed our fingers and hoped that it would like, turn into something. And dude just, he was super anxious to put out our album. So it was like, how can you fight that, you know?
Right on, man.
So it was really cool. It was really cool. We were getting courted by a couple people. But
it was in the cards.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since we had the past relationship with him. It was like the other people, it was super flattering, but it was like he was our dude.
Sounds like it fits.
Yeah, February. So February it'll be out on 12-inch. There'll be a limited edition Wax Mage 12-inch as well, and then it'll be on CD and cassette. We're still talking about it, but I think the CD might have bonus tracks.
Nice. Sure. Yeah, make sure you get me a CD. CDs are always best for me. I know I sound like an old fogey, but they're the best here for me to get them in the system. And
I always think it's super interesting like to find out what formats people are interested in, because when we first started doing this, we would have never thought, oh, well, we should do CDs, you know?
It's just easiest here for me because it's the way I know how to get them into the system.
Totally.
And nobody has told me how to get it in the system digitally. So it's like, you know.
Same here, yeah.
I mean, I can go up and dig up my email and play it off the internet, but I mean, that's just a pain in the butt, you
right,
know?
Right.
I want to. After the show, I will put these in the system.
Awesome.
So they will be easily, you know, available at my fingertips, you know?
You are too awesome. Mm. I always think it's funny, too, because, like, when we first started, we didn't think, like, to press cassettes or something, but we started getting, like, requests, like, oh, you should get cassettes.
That's kind of an odd request. Do people have tape players?
You know what it is? I didn't understand it at first.
We got two of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It was always young people, and I was always, like, super confused as to why. They drive cars that have cassette players.
There's still cars with cassette players.
Yeah, so literally, like, anybody that comes to our shows, it's like early 20s. It's like they're like, oh, do you have this on cassette? And I'm like, I couldn't figure out for the longest time why. And I'm like, oh my god,
the old beta cars, okay.
Right. So there's probably like another like 5-year period that we can come out with cassettes before it's completely obsolete and nobody has it. So
I didn't think people are still driving with cars with those.
Right.
It'll be like vintage, you know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It'll be cool.
Right.
They'll
on.
Back.
Like, that's what's happening with CDs. They're going to just like come back around, you know?
Right, right. Because that's another thing, too, is that cassettes are super.
And then
cheap.
I'll be in style again.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's a crazy day when like CDs are more expensive than cassettes.
Right. So we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're going to do a few more songs, I guess, huh?
Yeah, why not, right?
See you in the spring.
Boom, let's do it.
All right.
Sounds about right, too, you know? I figure, like, do this, like, every 6 months, see you in the spring.
Boom, boom.
Right
on?
All right.
Especially when this crap weather comes. It's like, see you in the spring, you know?
Yep. It's the gala on MFO.
Oh,
pretty.
Thank you.
Gala. Great stuff.
Thank you. That's the latest one that's going to be dropping in 2 weeks on the Miracle on Comm Ave compilation, holiday compilation.
Right on. Have we talked about where you're playing? What shows are coming up?
Yeah, January 12th, we're going to be at Once Somerville with Smitty, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and right. Tiger Bomb. It's going to be an awesome show. We love Once Somerville. They are literally the coolest venue.
It's a great place. It is.
Yeah.
I've seen many shows there. I've emceed shows there.
Good. No kidding.
Yeah, good place. Yeah.
Dynamite people.
It's my favorite because I can stumble home from there.
So.
It's
really?
True. That's always good.
Yeah. I lucked out.
You live in a good location, yeah. For sure.
We're just going to set up like a crocodile mile so she can just like slide her way home.
You know? Right on.
Right. Line it with tequila.
I'm gonna cue up one of these songs to play last. Sweet. After. Which song are you not going to do and I should play after we're all done?
Faker?
I'd say Faker.
Faker. That's a good one. That's
number,
a good blocker.
Number three it is.
Do you want to do...
What do you have next?
Crybaby?
We'll do Crybaby.
Crybaby's a good one.
I think so.
Sad.
Is it about Johnny Depp?
It should be.
It should be.
Pretty much.
All right. This is that prog song, because it starts on a five.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
You good?
I'm ready. I have to think about it for a second. All right.
One, two, three, four, five.
In your bedroom, dimly lit, you look down on me as I sat on the floor and cried. I tried to cover my eyes.
Gravy.
Good, Emily.
Why am I yelling the gravy? The gala. I am reading the gravy on here.
Oh,
that's gravy hidden track is coming up later in the show. We got the gala in front of us.
I thought that was a compliment.
Yeah.
You, that is. You guys. You guys are the. Like, you guys are the gravy on the Thanksgiving turkey.
That's the best part.
We got the gala here on 91.5 WMFO. What do we have? One more song?
Yeah. What do you want to do? Want to do like boy?
No.
Well. What do you want to do?
Let's do Guilty Place.
All right, we can do that one.
Let's do that one.
This is another one that's going to be off the full length in February.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you. Watching, you'll find no one's gonna take your place. You live to walk this path through the aftermath. Left me to all my heart. It's getting burning into my brain, hidden plain sight, sans eyes, with an endless supply of material to overanalyze. If I would get over you, I'd get hurt by someone new. If I would get over you, I'd get hurt by someone new.
Great stuff. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. They are the gala. You want to plug those shows you got coming up one more time?
Yeah. January 12th, One Somerville. You can check us out. You can also check us out every week on Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party. And also, thank you so much for having
us. That's right. A little more about Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party. When is that on?
Every Wednesday at 8:30 on Somerville Cable Access. It's also streams live on Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo. You can watch the old episodes. Absolute chaos.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You guys are great.
Thank you for having us. This has been incredible. Well, you guys are just the best.
We'll do it again in 6 months.
Bring yes. In the spring.
In the spring.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the spring.
Bring the rest of the gang, you know.
Yeah.
We'd like to meet the others. And we got one more track we'll play off the CD you brought me. This one's called The Faker.
Awesome.
The Gala. Thanks, guys.
Thank
91.5 MFO.
alive this holiday season. When you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
take my logic for a ride.
Rock A, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just had to find out what that hidden track by The Gravy was all about, and there it is. Had to play some track by The Gravy on a Thanksgiving show. Not really a Thanksgiving show, more of a show. The gala show, this one was. He did a great set. Find it later in the archives if you want. I'll post it on a Crash Course page. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And it is a Crash Course for the Ravy Show. What have we heard since the gala came up? Well, that was just a big David Bowie song, The Width of a Circle from Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, the motion picture soundtrack. And, 50-second song there, hidden track, The Gravy. We could have played a 15-minute song like this one.
I see it, Gary. This should be a very dynamite
show. Lumpy Gravy Part 1 by Frank Zappa. Do we want to do 15 minutes of that? Great music bed, actually. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not even. It is good music. 15 minutes?
If I thought the show out better, I'd use it as a music bed.
Somewhere along the way.
Great set by the gala, huh?
Yes, fantastic.
Right on.
I was quite impressed.
Well, if you have a song that has to do with Thanksgiving or thanks or turkeys or dinner, give us a call.
855
napping. Napping's good. That's Thanksgiving like. 855-915-9636. The Fuzz Tones have Dinner with Drac. How's that sound? Can't go wrong with the Fuzz Tones, yeah. Right? Right on. We're MFO.
For three at Dracula's house by the sea. The orders were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Dessert, there was fattening confetti and the veins of a mummy named a Betty. I first found upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti. Has the cartilage gone? The swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than it water. The blood stains the belt, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Oh, it's a new splatter, Igor. Dracula lived in a stony palace with his wife, Stoned Alice. She was so wrinkled, bumpy and crinkled, that Alice looked like one big callus.
Sounds more like a Halloween song than a Thanksgiving song.
I dug it. Halloween's like all year.
Yeah.
Keep my Halloween decorations up all year.
Well, this one sets us more in the right direction. How about the best Thanksgiving ever?
Do you think it's the best song ever?
No, it's called The Best Thanksgiving Ever.
By?
Dead Milkmen.
Okay.
Right on. It's live here on MFO.
Raise your right or left hand. Now, repeat after me. No fucking way.
No fucking way.
Am I gonna die?
Am I gonna die?
In Exxon's war.
In Exxon's war.
Thank you, I'm holding you all to that. I'll tell you a story. This is the story of the best Thanksgiving ever! Once upon a time, in the land of Thorndale, Pennsylvania, which is about 30 miles from here, there lived a little boy named Timmy. And Timmy was very sad. Aww. Why was Timmy sad, you might ask? That. Timmy was sad because every Thanksgiving, the adults would get to eat at the big adult table, and Timmy had to eat at a crappy little card table with his asshole cousins, George and Georgette. Boo! George and Georgette would drool constantly. Oh, that's beautiful. Would drool constantly, and they would wear their New Kids on the Block t-shirts. Timmy went in to wash his hands, for he was very cleanly like all of us. Show me your hands. Don't show me your hands. Keep them on the board. There we go. Keep your hands. Good. These are very clean hands. Very nice. You need to scrape behind down this one finger. But other than that, very clean. Very clean, all of you. Very good. Timmy washed his hands for a half an hour. His asshole family couldn't wait, so they started to eat Thanksgiving dinner without him. Boo! What are you doing? From washing his hands, he found every member of his family rolling on the floor in great pain and agony. Mom and Dad were on the floor in agony. Grandpa, Grandma, aunts, uncles, even George and Georgette, they were all vomiting and cleaning out their noses and their ears, and they were saying, oh, help us, Timmy, help us, dial 911. But Timmy knew two things. First, he knew 911 was a joke, for Timmy had been a member of Public Enemy! You're too white to interpret Public Enemy. He also knew that they were all suffering from salmonella poisoning because the family turkey had been kept in the trunk of the family car for 2 weeks. Let us hear it for the salmonella bacteria. Invisible to the human eye, yet it is the hero of our story. Timmy watched them all die one by one. First, Mom and Dad died. Grandpa, Grandma, aunts and uncles died, and finally, his dweeb cousins, George and Georgette, died. Yeah! Timmy went to the adult table. He sat down at the head of the adult table. And although he could not eat any turkey because it was tainted with food poisoning, he was able to have candied yams. He was able to have corn on the cob. He was able to have butter beans. Fix it for me now. He was able to have all that stuff. And for Timmy, this was truly the best